नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। टू टच हरे ठीक हो जाए। ओके सो टुडे वी विल स्टार्ट द एथ वर्स बट बिफोर स्टार्टिंग द एथ वर्स वी विल वंस चैंट टुगेदर द फर्स्ट सेवन वर्सेस and then we will move on to the eighth verse. I will give few seconds for you to open your manasiksha. Okay. Gurau goshte goshtalayishu sujane bo suragane swamantre shri namni vrajana vayuvadvandvasharane सदादम्बं हित्वा कुरुरतिम पूर्वामतितराम् अये स्वान्तर्भ्रातश्चटुभिरपि याचे धृतपदा न धर्मं न धर्मं श्रुतिगणनिरुक्तं किल कुरु व्रजे राधा कृष्ण प्रचुर परिचर्यामिह तनु सची सोनो नंदीश्वर पति सुतत्वे गुरुवरम मुकुंद प्रेष्टत्वे स्मर पदमजस्वं ननु मना यदि चेरवासं व्रज भुवि सरागम प्रतिजनो युवाद्वन्द्वं तच्चेत् परिचरितुमाराधभिलषे स्वरूपं श्रीरूपं श्रुतमृतं तस्याग्रजमपि स्फुटं प्रेम्णा नित्यं स्मरणम तदा त्वं शृणु मना सच्चेतपेश्या विसृजमति सर्वस्वहरणी कथा मुक्ति व्याघ्रा न शृणु किल सर्वात्मगिलनी अपि त्यक्त्वा लक्ष्मीपतिमितो व्योमनयनी व्रजे राधा कृष्णौ स्वरति मणिदौ त्वं भज मना असद्वेष भ्रष्ट प्रद विकट पाशालिभिरिह प्रकामं कामादि पतक पतपाति व्यतिकरैः गले बद्वा हन्येऽहमिति बक विद्वर्म पगणे कुरु त्वं फुट्कारा नवति सयता त्वं मनयित कृत प्रोद्य कपट कुटिनाटी वरकर शरण्मुद्रे स्नात्वा ग्रहसि कथमात्मानमभिमाम् सदा त्वं गंधर्व गिरिधर पद प्रेम विलस सुदाम्बोधौ स्नात्वा त्वमपि नितरामां च सुखया च दृष्टा श्वापच रमणि मे हृदि नटे कथं साधु प्रेम स्पृशचि श्रुतिरेतन्ननु मना सदा त्वं सेवस्व प्रबुदयित सामन्तमतुलं यदा तां निष्कास्य त्वरितं इह तं वेषयति सः। सो टुडे वी विल स्टार्ट दि सेवेंथ वर्स एइथ वर्स सो एइथ वर्स फर्स्ट वी विल डू the meaning of the verse, we will memorize the verse and then we will go through Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's purport and then we will start the other purports. So that I can see you. Okay. So, the eighth verse we'll chant together once.
Yata dushta dvam medavayati shatasya pikrpaya yata mayam prema amritam apidadatyujvalamasau yata shri gandharva bhajana vidaye prerayatima tata goshte kakva giridaramihatvam bhajamana.
So he says shatasyapi. Shata means cheating, cheater. Shatasyapi, even though I am a cheater, yata, so that kripaya by his mercy, even though I am a cheater, by his mercy, dushtatvam me davayati. Me dushtatvam means my wickedness. Davayati can be driven away. Davayati bol ke idhar likha hai. Udhar galat hoga, kyunki idhar dushtatvam me davayati. So even though I am wicked, what will drive away my wickedness? He says kripaya, the Lord's mercy can drive away my inherent wickedness. That is the first line. Yata dushtatvam me davayati shatasyapi kripaya. Shatasyapi, even though I am a cheater, me dushtatvam, my wickedness, davayati, is driven away. Yata kripaya, by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, by his mercy. Yata, so that mahyam yata ujvalam premamritam api dadati. Not only does his mercy drive away my wickedness, but it also bestows completely ujvala premamritam api, the glowing nectar of divine love that is given. Then he says mahyam yata asau shri gandharva bhajana vidaye prerayati. And then he says mahyam, on me, yata, so that asau, these, shri gandharva bhajana vidaye prerayati. Shri Gandharva. Gandharva is feminine gender. Gandharva is masculine. Gandharva refers to Gandharvika, Radharani. Yata sa Gandharva bhajana vidaye. Gandharva bhajana vidaye means the way of worshipping Srimati Radharani. He says, even though I am a cheater, the Lord's mercy can drive away my inherent wicked nature, give me the glowing nectar of divine love, and inspire my heart with the process to worship Shri Gandharvika. Yata Shri Gandharva bhajana vidaye prerayati maam. Prerana deta hai. His tata. So yata tata. So tata here means, for that purpose, iske vajay se, because his mercy drives away the cheating propensity with my heart, because his mercy bestows the glowing nectar of divine love within my heart, because his mercy inspires within my heart the process of worshipping Srimati Radharani, because of these three reasons, tata goshte kakva. Tata, for that purpose, manaha, O mind, kakva. Kakva means with pleading words. Tvam bhaja, you should worship. Whom? Giridharam, Shri Giridhari, the lifter of the Govardhan hill. Where? Iha, here. Here means where? go stay in Vrindavan. So basically he says yata 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 yata. The first three lines starts with yata 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 and the last line starts with tata. Yata means because for these three reasons. Therefore, O manaha, O mind, giridharam, O mind, tvam bhaja, you worship, kakva, with pleading words, whom you should worship, giridharam, where, iha, here means where, goshte, in Vrindavan. Okay, so now you can close your books and this thing. So now we will try to recollect the word meanings. We will just try to recollect the words first. Dekho mat, Kali, aapko jo bhi words yaad hai, just tell the, share the words. Yata, 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 teen time yata.
Tata.
Tata, okay. Or?
Davayati.
Kripaya. Gandharva. Dushtatvam.
Shatter.
Shatasyapi. Premamrita.
Aqua.
What is the nature of that Premamrita?
Ujjwala.
Ujjwala Premamrita. Gandharva. Shri Gandharva Bhajana Vidaye. What does it do? Prerayati. Okay. And Ujjwala Premamritam Dadati. Correct? And Dushtatvam Davayati. Dushtatvam Davayati. Ujjwala Premamritam Dadati. Gandharva Bhajana Vidaye Prerayati. Tata, therefore, Goshte Iha Goshte Manaha Tvam Bhaja Shri Giridhari. 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 Okay. Itana tak humko yaad hai. Beech mein kakwa. Kakwa means with pleading words you should worship. Maybe one or two words we missed out. Yata dushtatvam me davayati shatasyapi kripaya. Ye sab first line ho gaya. Yata mahyam chut gaya. Yata mahyam premamritam api dadati ujjwalam asau. Ye ho gaya. Asau chut gaya. Yata shri gandharva bhajana vidaye prerayati mam chut gaya. Tata goshte kakva giridharam ihatvam bhajamana. Ho gaya. Okay. More or less we remembered. Okay, abhi band kar do. Okay, now I will tell the Sanskrit, you tell the English. Then I will tell the English, you tell the Sanskrit. Then we will memorize. Shatasyapi.
Wicked.
Even though wicked. Api. Yata.
Because.
Kripaya. Dushtatvam me. I am wicked. My inherent wickedness. Davayati.
Drive
away. Yata. So that or because. Ujjwalam.
Splendid.
Premamritam.
Nectar of love.
Api. Dadati. Gives. Mahyam. To me. Yata.
Therefore.
Ne? Because. Asau.
These.
Shri Gandharva Bhajana Vidaye. Shri Gandharva Bhajana Vidaye. Shrimati Radharani. Prerayati.
Inspires.
Mam. In my heart. Tata. Therefore. Nahin ho gaya na. Teen yata ho gaya. Usme do yata inko a gaya. Manaha.
Mind.
Wow. O mind. Kakwa. Kakwa means with pleading words. Tvam bhaja.
You
Giridharam. Shri Giridhari. Iha Goshte. The land of Vrindavan. Okay. Now, even though I am a cheater. Shatasyapi. आपने जो बोला उसका ही पूछ रहा हूं आपको. सो दैट और बिकॉज यता बाय हिज मर्सी माय इनहेरेंट विकेडनेस मे दुष्टत्वम इज ड्रिवन अवे बिकॉज the glowing Ujjwalam, the nectar of prema,
prema mritam ujjwala,
is also bestowed completely. Bestowed completely dadati on me, mahyam, because these asau injunctions regarding worship of Sri Gandharvika inspired in my heart, in me, mom. Therefore, tata. O mind. With pleading words.
Pleading words.
You should worship.
Tvam bhaja manja.
Tvam bhaja. Shri Giridhari. Giridharam. Here. In Vrindavan. Okay. So we'll chant 3 times and then try to memorize. यता दुष्टत्वं मे दवयति षटस्यापि कृपया यता मह्यं प्रेमामृतमपि ददात्योज्ज्वलमसौ यता श्रीगन्धर्वभजनविधये प्रेरयति माम् तता गोष्ठे काक्वा गिरिधरमिह त्वं भज मना यता दुष्टत्वं मे दवयति षटस्यापि कृपया यता मह्यं प्रेमामृतमपि ददात्योज्ज्वलमसौ यता श्रीगन्धर्वभजनविधये प्रेरयति माम् तता गोष्ठे काक्वा गिरिधरमिह त्वं भज मना यता दुष्टत्वं मे दवयति षटस्यापि कृपया यता मह्यं प्रेमामृतमपि ददात्यं जलमसौ यता श्रीगन्धर्वभजनविधये प्रेरयति माम् तता गोष्ठे काक्वा गिरिधरमिह त्वं भज मना यता दुष्टत्वं मे दवयति षटस्यापि कृपया यता मह्यं प्रेमामृतमपि ददात्योज्ज्वलमसौ यता श्रीगन्धर्वभजनविधये प्रेरयति माम् तता गोष्ठे काक्वा गिरिधरमिह त्वं भज मना. ओके, क्लोज. First line.
Yatha dushtatvam me davayati
shatasyapi kripaya. Second line. Because
yatha
unto me mahyam the nectar of love give
gana asau.
Third line. यदा श्री गंधर्व भजन विधये प्रेरयति माम फोर्थ लाइन तथा गोष्ठे काक्वा गिरिधरम इह त्वं भजमना फर्स्ट टू लाइन्स यथा दुष्टत्वं मे तवयति षटस्यापि कृपया यदा मह्यं प्रेमामृतमपि ददात्योज्ज्वलमसौ यथा श्रीगन्धर्वा भजनविधये प्रेरयति मां तदा गोष्ठे काक्वा गिरिधरमिह त्वं भज मना. ओके सो अभी जस्ट okay so we will discuss Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhajana Darpan commentary. Okay, so interesting, even though about cheating propensity and desire for fame he has already spoken in verse number 6 and 7, but still here he says yata dushtatvam me davayati shatasyapi krupaya. So he is talking about being a shatasya. Even though I am a cheater and dushtatvam me, inherent wickedness. So why he is talking about this? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, with the association of a sadhu, the gradual transfusion of spiritual energy, wickedness in the heart of a devotee disappears and all success is achieved. Because the previous verse mentioned, తతాత్వం సేవస్వ హరిదయిత సామంత మతులం. సో ద మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఓవర్కమింగ్ ద డిజైర్ ఫర్ ఫేమ్ ఇస్ సర్వింగ్ అ సాధు, సో దట్ ద సాధు ప్రేమ విల్ బి ఇన్వెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ అవర్ హార్ట్. దట్ వీ సా లాస్ట్ టైం, అండ్ వీ ఆల్సో సా ది means of overcoming lust and all those six types of anarthas, lust, anger, envy, pride, illusion and greed, was what Hari Madhav Prabhu, what was the means of overcoming those five six anarthas? Bakavid vartmapagane kurutvam putkaran. So, the means of overcoming all these anarthas is actually association of Vaishnavas. So, but the association of sages cannot be obtained so easily. We may not always have the association of Vaishnavas. Therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami gives us the instruction in this verse. So, when the Vaishnavas are there and you have a loving relationship with the Vaishnavas will protect. But when the Vaishnavas are not there, then what we should do? We should, with pleading words, we should worship Krishna in Vrindavan. What will that do? Worshipping Krishna in Vrindavan with pleading words will give us three benefits. One is dushtatvam me davayati. It will drive away the wickedness within our heart. Second, mahyam premamritam dadati. Ujjvalam premamritam dadati. It gives us the glowing nectar of divine love. And third, Shri Gandharva Bhajana Vidaye Prerayati. And it will inspire the Gandharva Bhajana Vidaye. The means of worshipping, or the process of worshipping Srimati Radharani. So for these three reasons, we should worship Shri Giridhari in Vrindavan. This is what he says. So, in this context, I just wanted to discuss one point. You can share your opinion on this. Yesterday in Mann Ki Baat, one of the points that was discussed was about the new Brahmachari ashram that is coming up. And we had a COM meeting in which we discussed the design of Brahmachari ashram. You are not there. Aap aaye nahi the. पर हमने हमने डिस्कस किया, ऐसे आ रहा है कि द इट्स गोइंग टू बी टू इन वन रूम. महाभागवत प्रभु वाज देयर, इट्स गोइंग टू बी टू डिवोटीज इन वन रूम, ओके, फॉर 30 रूम्स. सो 60 डिवोटीज विल गो देयर, एंड फॉर वेरी सीनियर डिवोटीज लाइक मे बी नंदन प्रभु, सनत कुमार प्रभु, उनके लिए सिंगल रूम मिलने वाला है. But I was thinking, because many devotees are into preaching, so at least 2 nights a week or 3 nights a week they will be away for preaching. So which means for 3 days at least their room partners will have to stay alone. Correct me. So I was thinking, this is just my thought, you can share your thoughts, because we still have time to share our opinions. There will be a forum, maybe a Google form, in which will be circulated throughout the ashram and everyone can share their opinions there. I was thinking minimum at least 3 devotees per room should be there. Ye mera opinion tha. Or at least we could have some rooms which are two people and some rooms which have 3 people. So that at least there is no as far as possible from the institution's point of view, because room mein hai, aapka room partner 2-3 din nahi hai, you are alone in the room, and then internet to rahega hi. So I was thinking, wouldn't it be a better idea? See, now we are staying in an ashram where, it is all open to all. And definitely we are going to get privacy. But shouldn't it be a little bit of restricted privacy? Then it would be like absolute privacy. See, even though I don't want to, matlab manas shiksha ka discussion mein ye, this is more or less like a management discussion, but still, because it is related to association of devotees, I thought I would get your opinion, your thoughts on this, so that if there is an opportunity, there is definitely an opportunity, a forum where devotees can share their thoughts, they can share it actually. So ye mera opinion hai, as far as possible, if at least 3, so that even one person amongst them goes. So you can also choose your room partner in such a way that not both of them are, you know, weekend preachers, because not everyone is a weekend preacher. So the weekend preacher can go and come, but at least you will have at least one other roommate whose association you will have. Because the reason why I am bringing out this point is one of the important reasons. I will, because it's a closed circuit, I will share. It's okay. This Gopinath Prasad Prabhu shared with myself and Sri Gaur Charan Prabhu when we were involved in the parental control, this thing. So this was before he left the ashram. He told us 2 points. He said, I see a pattern in devotees living in Chowpatty, because he was the internet in charge. He said, privacy and internet, these are the reasons 100% of the people left there. This is his opinion. So basically, when single rooms, people started getting single rooms, it sort of, matlab, unless the person is completely free of anarthas, then it is little difficult actually. So he, this is what he shared with myself and Shri Gaurcharan Prabhu, that because he sees the internet usage, what sites visited, everything, he has access to that. Wi-Fi mein jo bhi jaate hain, wo sab access hai. He said, ye do reason hai. Those who had too much privacy and those who had too much internet access. These were the two reasons. He saw a pattern in devotees leaving actually. So therefore I was just wondering, maybe from an, because the design is not yet finalized, should we suggest that instead of two, or at least half of the rooms be made three in a room? Would that be a good suggestion to give? Or is two in a room good enough? What do you think? I just wanted to know your ideas, that's all. This is food for thought, you can think about it. And maybe later you can.
How
the two rooms are divided? Huh? How the two rooms are divided? No. One room or two room connected. It is full privacy.
Normal
rooms.
दो जन एक रूम में सोएंगे.
क्या बोल रहा है मतलब दो रूम के बीच में अगर वॉल के उधर ही दरवाजा भी रहेगा तो इंस्टेड ऑफ प्राइवेट अलग भी है दो रूम बट दरवाजा खोल दिया तो वो
Correct. I agree. That is why the choice of those.
मेजर इशू तो स्लीप का ही वजह से ही आता है बस बाकी तो
Yeah, I would personally prefer 4, but 4 means people will totally reject. 4. नहीं, actually बातचीत ज़्यादा चालू हो जाएगा तो भी ना, it is okay. See, when there is a habit of socialization. It can be made healthy socialization. But when one loses the habit of socializing, thinking that baat karunga to prajalpa ho jayega, baat karunga to prajalpa ho jayega. So you know what happens? They become mentally unstable. Because that they start avoiding people. And when they start avoiding people, because they are not getting that juice of relationship, even though they were running away from Prajalpa, they end up in much more serious anarthas, actually. So much more serious complications.
Actually, my life is very serious. I don't listen to it. Library.
This is well designed. Library hai, classrooms hai, do classrooms hai. Matlab do seminar hall jaisa hai. Which can develop as classroom also. Yoga ke liye room hai. Prasadam hall separate hai. Kitchen alag hai. Hamare liye separate kitchen hai.
60 brahmacharis ke liye ek hall hona chahiye jahan pe class kar sakte
hain. Ha hai.
Dusra hai library ke connected mein toilets hona chahiye.
Hai hai.
Open
terrace. Wo alag alag floor mein hai kya? Staying aur library alag floor mein.
Nahi, waisa nahi hai. Staying is for ground floor, first floor, second floor, तीनों residential है। उसमें एक में library है और
library
है।
तीसरे इस पे फिर योगा हॉल और
किचन ग्राउंड फ्लोर ना इट हैज टू बी इन ग्राउंड फ्लोर एनी वे सो द पॉइंट इज अबाउट
अगेन वोल्टेज के हिसाब से ऐसा सोचा रहेगा
वो रूम में बहुत पास है
I agree. We should have common bathroom toilets only, actually.
Single room toilet should be made in the multiple
there.
Single room toilet should be made. At least some room should have common. Yeah, I don't like
I agree.
एक आदमी जाएगा उस आदमी बड़े घर में बास है.
बास है.
अंदर क्या रूम रूम उसका आवाज आएगी पढ़े नहीं हैं. पर मॉर्निंग में तो प्रॉब्लम ही होगा. अभी जो आपने इधर स्टडीज किया है, आपको एवरी मॉर्निंग 90%
सो भक्तिनाथ ठाकुर व्हेन ही प्रेजेंटेड दिस ही सेज व्हाई इज इट इवन दो Suno. With the association of sadhus and the gradual transfusion of spiritual energy, wickedness in the heart of a devotee disappears and all success is assured. But such association of sages cannot be obtained so easily. Therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami gives us the instruction in this verse. Because association of such sadhus is not so easily available, which means weekends mein agar wo sadhu chala gaya, so the point is you must have a healthy internal life of constantly worshipping Krishna. This has to be cultivated. That's what he is telling. You have to plead with your mind, please worship Sri Giridhari in Vrindavan. So when that is there, when there is a prayerful attitude, when there is a strong culture of offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, then it can drive away dushtatvam, then it can ujjvala premamritam dadati, it can give the glowing nectar of divine love, and Shri Gandharva bhajana vidaye prerayati, it can inspire the desire to worship Srimati Radharani. Agar when that wickedness means cheating propensity, kapatata, putinati, that is there. And especially this kapatata, putinati, the opportunity is there in privacy. In the when we are in public, we are protected actually. Privacy is the time when the mind becomes demoniac actually. So ideally, that is why in Swaminarayan also, if you see, even sannyasis don't go travel alone actually. Minimum 5 people. उनका तो नो जीरो इंटरनेट ही रहेगा उनका. इंटरनेट ओनली इन पब्लिक रूम है उनका. अगर किसी को जाके कुछ लेक्चर सुनना है कुछ है वैसा, पब्लिक रूम में कंप्यूटर में जाके सुनते हैं. उनके पास बाकी लाइक दैट. So that is why we should not prematurely think that we are ready.
Should every strong Krishna was embraced the ashram?
Yeah.
Like some Dharma, some Vadishva Dharma.
Yeah. You are the one who is gifted and empowered.
We
will suggest, na? Suggest. Yeah. The ambience has to be very.
Because what happened, we have some
So these are things we should note down. Correct.
ऑडिटोरियम रूम अभी 28 फुट से बड़ा है उसके डिस्प्ले फोटोग्राफ अपने इस प्योर गेस्ट हाउस ऊपर दिखे गेस्ट हाउस में वैसे तो उसके ऊपर हाथ कर रहता है ये मेडो टाइप के फोटोग्राफ में होगी उसके लास्ट में बजे नहीं बचते
वृंदावन वृंदावन में है क्या
कौन से भी गेस्ट हाउस में जाएंगे ना उधर जो हम पहले में की थी रहता है
नहीं अपना इधर वृंदावन में है
गोकुल में पता
नहीं
उसमें है यस सो नाउ वी विल डू द श्लोकार्थ So he comments on few important points, few important aspects of this. बारह बजे ही आएंगे क्या? कौन सा ये क्लास या उधर का क्लास? बारह बजे ठीक है आने दो आने के बाद जाएंगे पहले उधर बोला उधर इसलिए उधर से इधर आया अभी बोल रहे हैं कि उधर सनलाइट आ रहा है इधर इधर करेंगे ठीक है एनीवे सो ही इज कमेंटिंग ऑन काक्वा मींस इन प्लीडिंग वर्ड्स ही सेज सो वी मे थिंक इन द होल वर्स द वर्ड काक्वा हमको खाली कौवा को याद दिलाता है But according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in the whole verse, the most important word is kakwa. Not because it reminds someone of crow, but because it indicates the helpless, destitute practitioner's expression that is a humble plea. So that word kakwa indicates the helpless mood, the destitute mood of the devotee. So that is the first word that actually He comments upon. So much. आश्रम के बारे में डिस्कस हुआ था एकदम पूरा जगह था अभी वर्ष में जाने की कोशिश करेंगे. Okay. Devotion that is free of deception. What is the symptom of devotion that is free of deception? He says is always combined with the attitude that I am extremely destitute and wretched. So when that mood is there, he says, then that devotion is free of deception. So when there is a strong feeling that I am destitute and wretched, that is a symptom of deception-free devotional service. Shri Rupa Goswami's Shri Gandharva Samprarthanashtakam. He quotes Stavamala me. Art ka art verses he quotes with the 8 plus 1 Phalashruti verse. So all 9 verses he quotes to explain what is the meaning of Kakwa. What is that mode? We are going to read it. Pura padne wale. Vrindavane viharatori hakeli kunje matad vipapravara kautuka vibramena santarshayasva yuvayor vadanara vinda dvandvam videhi mayi devi kripam prasida. This is from Stavamala. Rupa Goswami Stavamala. So he says, you are roaming freely in this pleasure grove in Sri Vrindavan, enjoying love like the greatest of intoxicated elephants. Matta Dvipa is an intoxicated elephant. O Devi, O Radharani, please show me your face and the face of your beloved and kindly bestow your mercy on me. Ha Devi Kakubara Gadgadayadya Vacha Yache Nipatya Bhuvidanda Vadut Bhatartihi Asya Prasada Mad Abudasya Janasya Kratva Gandhar Vike Nijagane Gananam Videhi. O Devi, falling on the ground like a rod, I, an extremely distressed soul, the mode of helplessness, help you in a stuttering voice filled with a piteous mood.
Beg you.
Having bestowed your mercy on this unintelligent soul, O Gandharvika, please count me as one of your near and dear ones. ये सब लिख के रखना चाहिए. आप लिखो, देन वी ऑल विल कम टुगेदर. उसके लिए हम एक हाफ एन आवर वी विल ऑल शेयर आवर पॉइंट्स. वो सब लिख के वी कैन से दैट हम सबका नाम लिख के एक इसमें वी कैन सेंड इट. पर्सनली भी भेज सकते हैं. इनफैक्ट पर्सनली इफ ईच वन रिपीट्स सम पॉइंट्स ना, देन यू विल सी दे विल फील लाइक यू नो यार अच्छा है. मेनी पीपल फील लाइक दैट ऑल्सो दे विल फील. श्यामे रमा रमण सुंदरता वरिष्ठ सौंदर्य मोहित समस्त जगज्जनस्य श्यामस्य वाम भुजपद्द तनुम कदाहम त्वम् इंदिरा विरल रूप वराम भजामि. ओ श्यामा, ओ राधारानी, कृष्णास ब्यूटी सरपासेस द ब्यूटी ऑफ लॉर्ड नारायण एंड एंचैंट्स द एंटायर वर्ल्ड. When will I be able to worship you in a form embraced by the left arm of Krishna? Indeed, even Lakshmi Devi rarely sees this form. Tvam prachadena mudiraccha vinapidaya manjira mukta charanam chavidaya devi kunje vrajendra tanayena virajamane naktam kada pramuditam abhisarayishye. O Devi, when will I dress you in a cloud-colored sari, remove your ankle bells and help you excitingly attain the forest grove where the son of Nanda resides at night waiting for you? Kunje prasuna kula kalpita keli talpe sambhishtayor madura narma vilasa bajoh लोकत्रयाभरणयोश्चरणाम्बुजानि संवाहयिष्यति कदा युवयोर्जनोयम्. The lotus feet of the two of you are resting in a forest grove on a bed that is ornamented with hosts of flowers. Those feet have enjoyed delightful love sports and are the ornaments of the entire world. ओ देवी व्हेन विल दिस सर्वेंट ऑफ योर्स बी एबल टू मसाज दोस फीट त्वत्कुंडरोदसि विलास परिश्रमेण स्वेदाम्बुचुं विवदनाम्बुरुहश्रियो वाम वृंदावनेश्वरि कदा तरुमूलभाजो संवीजयामि चमरि चयचामरेण. You two are seated under a tree on the banks of your kunda, that is Radha Kunda. O Vrindavaneshwari, when will I use a yak tail whisk, matlab chamara, to fan both of your faces, which are kissed by moistening perspiration formed due to the effort of love making. Leenam nikunja kuhare bhavatim mukunde चित्रै वसूचितवतीं रुचिराक्षिनाहं भुग्नां भ्रुवं नरचयेति वृषारुषां त्वां अग्रे व्रजेन्द्रतनयस्य कदानुनेष्ये. ओ स्प्लेंडिड आईड ब्यूटी, वेन यू हू आर हाइडिंग इन अ सीक्रेट स्पॉट इन द फॉरेस्ट ग्रोव विल बी डिस्कवर्ड बाय मुकुंद, यू विल देन अक्यूज मी बाय सेइंग यू टोल्ड हिम दैट आई एम हाइडिंग. एट दैट टाइम I will say in front of Krishna, it was not me, but Chitra Sakhi who told him about you. Kindly do not be falsely angry with me like this. When will such a day come? Vagyuddha keli kutuke vrajaraja sunum jitvon madamadika darpa vikasi jalpam fulla virali viranalpa mudiryamana stotram kadanubhavatim avalokayishye. When you, having defeated the son of Vrajaraj in a playful war of words, will express pride by speaking even more clever words to celebrate your victory, your jubilant friends, the Sakis, will shout out heaps of praiseful words such as Jai Radhe. When will I witness this occasion? यकोपि शुष्टु वृषभानु कुमारिकायाः संप्रार्थनाष्टकमिदं पठति प्रपन्नः सा प्रेयसा सह समेत्य धृतप्रमोदा तत्र प्रसादलहरीं उदरीकरोत् पुररीकरोति. The surrendered soul who beautifully recites this Gandharva Samprarthanashtakam dedicated to the daughter of Rishabhanu will be able to approach her in a mood full of joy along with her lover Shri Krishna and will experience and spread their mercy. So here actually in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami describes when he is talking about prayers, he talks about three kinds of prayers: samprarthanatmika, dainyabodhika and lalasamayi. So in which actually if you see Samprarthanatmika and Lalsamayi, they look very similar prayers, because both are in the mood of hankering, praying for something. But the difference is that Samprarthanatmika prayers are offered by sadhakas and Lalsamayi are offered by siddhas. So, therefore, when you see prayers, generally Lalsamayi prayers tend to be little more intimate, where they generally ask for very specific service. Like here, Radha Krishna Pranamora, Yugala Kishore. And generally Samprarthanatmika prayers are little more generic in their presentation, because it is offered by sadhakas, in whom their actual position in the spiritual world is not yet revealed. So if you see here she says, when will you accuse me of showing my hiding place to Krishna, then I will come in front of Krishna and I will boldly say it was Chitra Sakhi who revealed, not me. When will that day be mine? This is clearly Lalsa Mai prayer. So the point here is, this is Rupa Goswami expressing his inner spiritual life through a Lalsa Mai prayer in this Tavamala composition. But one can, but as sadhakas, we can offer Samprarthanatmika prayers. That is allowed. Basically, the point is Kakwa. Kakwa means, so Samprarthanatmika and Dainya Bodhika are a very, very good combination of prayers that can be offered by sadhakas. So therefore, divide Sharanagati may be na kuch prayers samprarthanatmika hai. Like for example, Dainya, jo Dainya Atmanivedana, Dainya mein jo aata hai na, wo sab lal Dainya Bodhika. Amar Jeevan, Gopinath usme nahi aata hai, Sharanagati mein nahi aata hai. Amar Jeevan hai, then ye hai na, वो सरोज दामोदर प्रभु का फेमस कौन सा है वो? नहीं वो उसमें नहीं, वो शरणागति नहीं, क्या है वो, बुलिया तुम्हारे. सो अमर जीवन, बुलिया तुम्हारे, ये सब दैन्य में आता है, वो शरणागति का प्रेयर से. सो मेनी आर दैन्य बोधिका, सम आर संप्रार्थनात्मिका. And Lalsa Mai prayers na, generally Sharanagati mein jyada nahi hai. Bhajan Lalsa bol ke ek section hai Sharanagati mein, usme hai shayad. So basically the point is Kakwa. So Kakwa means helpless destitute practitioner's expression. But of course, for a perfected devotee, his helplessness is to attain Lalsa Mai. But for a sadhaka, it can be Samprarthanatmika and Dainya Bodhika. Presenting our fallen situation, and then, so presenting our fallen situation is mentioned Yata Dushtatvam Me Davayati Shatasyapi. He is calling himself a cheater, and he says, when will this wickedness go away? And how it will go away? Kripaya. Davayati Kripaya, like that he says. So therefore, first he comments on this word Kakwa. So I think we can continue till 12:30 because Udari Oraivanka. So Kakwa means helplessness, helplessly offering our prayers. Do you remember this? Some word connected to this word Kakwa anywhere? Do you remember? Hearing या पहले बार सुन रहे हैं क्या? इधर नहीं, anywhere काकुआ, और कहीं पे सुना है क्या?
ये word
exact word नहीं है, तो उसका कुछ modified version. हाँ, भक्तिनोद ठाकुर, what does he say? कुकुर, he says कुकुर means a dog. But what is Kakwa? Where is it?
Bandhiya.
Kidhar hai, pata hai? What is that? Dante nidaya tranakam padayor nipatya kritvanjalim kaku shatam bravimi he sadhava sakalametad vihaya durad chaitanya chandra charane kurutanuragam. Kisne likha? Prabodhanand Saraswati. Dante nidaya tranakam, taking straw in my teeth, padayor nipatyan, falling at your feet, kritvanjalim, and with folded hands, kaku shatam bravimi. Kaku means pleading, pleasing words. I will try to please you, plead with you, and try to make you happy. And once you become happy, देन आई विल से हे साधव सकलमेत विहाय दूरा ऑल दैट आई हैव प्रेज्ड यू प्लीज किक अवे ऑल दोस थिंग्स अंड चैतन्य चंद्र चरणे कुरुतानुरागम डेवलप अट्रैक्शन फॉर द लोटस फीट ऑफ चैतन्य चंद्र सो दैट इज अबाउट काक्वा सो काक्वा what we can understand is we can learn and memorize chatubhi chatubir abhyache dutapada so the first theme that Bhaktivinoda Thakur discusses here is we have to develop a strong internal life of prayers So therefore, we should continue the culture of, bhajans. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself has left such a ocean of bhajans, nectarine bhajans. Then you have Narottam Das Thakur, Lochan Das Thakur. I mean, there is no end actually. So many bhajans are there. We can memorize all of those bhajans so that नहाने का टाइम आगे जाते आने का टाइम वी कैन कीप सिंगिंग दोस भजन्स मेडिटेट ऑन देम सो दैट इज अबाउट काक्वा देन सेकंड पॉइंट दैट ही टॉक्स अबाउट इज शटता मे दुष्टत्वम शटता इज चीटिंग मे दुष्टत्वम इज माय विकेडनेस ही सेज चीटिंग एंड डिसेप्शन आर माय विकेडनेस सो व्हाट इज दैट विकेडनेस चीटिंग and deception so basically the theme of this verse as we discussed before is this hypocrisy deception in order to overcome this that we need association of devotees but that association of devotees may be rare because it is rare we must have a strong culture of offering prayers and meditating on prayers This is the theme of this verse. So, shatatame dushtatvam. The wickedness that I have is cheating and deception. So, about that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, deceit or pretense is the wickedness of the conditioned soul, whereas a pure soul is by nature simple and thoroughly honest. A pure soul is simple and thoroughly honest by nature. पर कंडीशन सोल का नेचर ही है शटता दुष्टत्व चीटिंग एंड डिसेप्शन आर द नेचुरल नेचर ऑफ कंडीशन सोल व्हेन सोल्स टेक शेल्टर ऑफ इग्नोरेंस एंड इल्यूजन दे एट वंस बिकम डिसीटफुल फॉल्सली प्राउड एंड ऑब्सेस विद द डिजायर फॉर ऑनर वर्शिप अडोरेशन एंड प्रेस्टीज दे बिकम हिपोक्रिटिकल and consumed by dishonest activities. Such souls seek distance from everything related to the Lord. So they want privacy because only in privacy they can actually exhibit those wicked activities. Because in the association they cannot. When those unfortunate conditioned souls realize their true position as servants of the Lord, they feel more humbled than the straw in the street and gain the intelligence to respect others according to their respective positions. Sakale samman korite shakati dehonata jata jata. That is according to their respective positions. तबे तो गाई वो हरिनाम सुखे अपराध हबे हता सो ओनली देन वी कैन चैंट द होली नेम विदाउट ऑफेंसेस इफ दे ऑल्सो हाउ कैन वी गेट दैट इंटेलिजेंस टू ऑफर अप्रोप्रिएट रेस्पेक्ट टू पीपल सो ही सेज दैट इज पॉसिबल When the unfortunate conditioned souls realize their true position as servants of the Lord, then it is possible. If they also take complete shelter of the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they receive the mercy of Krishna एंड हिज बिलवड डिवोटीज. दैट इज व्हाट ही इज टॉकिंग अबाउट. शटता में दुष्टत्वम, द चीटिंग एंड डिसेप्शन विच आर दी विच इज मेंशन्ड हियर एज विकेडनेस. देन ही टॉक्स अबाउट उज्ज्वल प्रेमामृत. वॉट इज दिस उज्ज्वल प्रेमामृत? द सुप्रीमली रेडियंट नेक्टर ऑफ लव फॉर कृष्ण. काक्वा. देन सेकेंड इज शटता मे दुष्टत्वम, शटस्यापि मे दुष्टत्वम. And third, he is going to talk about Ujjvala Premamrita, the supremely radiant nectar of love for Krishna. Here, yeah, helpless mood. Here, Ujjvala refers to Shringara Ras. Shringara Ras means Madhurya Rasa, which is also known as Madhurya Rasa. The transcendental emotion of amorous love for love of God. Srila Rupa Goswami describes this as follows. Mukhya raseshu purayaha sankshepena udito rahasyatva prithak eva bhakti rasa ratsa vistarena uchyate maduraha. This is from Ujjvala Neelamani. Vakshamane vibhavyadehi स्वाद्यता मधुरा रति नीता भक्ति रस प्रोक्तो मधुराख्यो मनीषिभिः. He says in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the king among all rasas, Madhurya Rasa, was described only briefly due to its confidentiality. Even in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Madhurya Rasa is not very elaborately discussed. Uske liye Ujjvala Neelamani irka. Ujjvala Neelamani has only one rasa, Madhurya Rasa, that has been very elaborately discussed. Now here in Ujjvala Neelamani, I am separately elaborating on it. When Madhura Rati becomes tasty with the presence of Vibhav, Anubhav, Satvika Bhav and Sanchari Bhav, the experts call it Madhura Bhakti Rasa. So these five are called as Samagri Bhavas. So Samagri Bhavas means the component ingredient rasas. Ye jo panch cheez milega, it leads to rasa. So rasa means experience, what one experiences in a relationship. So emotions in a relationship have many components. Some are called as vibhav, some are called as anubhava, some are called as sanchari bhava, some are called as sattika bhava, and then there is sthayi bhava. So sthayi bhav is also called as rati. Sthayi bhav means the basic relationship that one has. Shantaras, Dasyaras, Madhuryaras, Vatsalyaras, Sakhyaras. That is, the basic relationship is sthayi bhav. Then there is vibhav. Vibhav means that which inspires that rasa. Vibhav. Like for example, when a mother sees her son, so mother is the abode of love and the son is the object of love. So the abode of love is called as ashraya, ashraya alambana, and then the object of love is called as vishaya alambana. So, and then sometimes the mother may look at some abhi samjho ki mother is in Sambalpur and son is in Govardhan Eco Village. So sometimes the mother may look at purana kuch t-shirt ho ya purana kuch certificate ho belonging to the son. Usko dekh ke bhi unka son ka yaad aa sakta hai. It may generate favorable emotions.
Sanjay.
Shant ho jao. ऐसा कुछ मसाला है तो ही वो छोड़ता है, नहीं तो. सो दैट इज कॉल्ड एज उद्दीपन. सो देयरफॉर विभाव, दैट विच इंस्पायर्स द इमोशन, इज ऑफ टू टाइप्स. वन इज आलंबना, अनदर इज उद्दीपन. सो आलंबना मीन्स देयर इज ashrayalambana, the abode of love, vishayalambana, the object of love, and there is something related to the person, that is uddipan. Then there is vibhav ke baad, there is vibhav is of two types broadly, alambana and uddipana. Alambana is two types, ashrayalambana and vishayalambana. So we have seen sthayi bhav, the basic relationship. Then we have seen vibhav, that which inspires that rasa. Emotion is stimulated, wo stimulate hone ke baad, that emotion overflows in two different ways, bodily, three different ways, sattvika, sanchari and anubhav. So sattvika bhav, samjho ki abhi coronavirus ka 4-5 mahina extend ho raha hai, everyone is very disturbed, and suddenly one day our Jagannath Prabhu decides to visit his parents in Sambalpur, but he, without informing, he reaches there, knocks the door. Saadhe teen saal ho gaya abhi ghar jaake. Samjho ki 4 saal ke baad bina inform karke he goes and knocks the door. Mother father dono ko pata nahi ki wo aa rahe hain bolke. Unka brother bhi hai samjho. आपका ब्रदर है ना? नहीं नहीं पता है, मतलब समझो कि वो भी संबलपुर आए हैं, उधर ही है. तो लेट्स से ही नॉक्स द डोर, ही ओपन्स द डोर, मदर ओपन्स द डोर, शी लुक्स एट जगन्नाथ कृपा प्रभु, शी डस शी इज नॉट एक्सपेक्टिंग हिम. शायद अरे दूध वाला का टाइम आ गया, तो दूध का बाल्ट दूध का डब्बा भी लेके वो तो बोलते हैं, तो एक्चुअल इधर का दूध वाला पहुंच गया है जीवी का. सो व्हाट हैपेंस, व्हाट विल बी हर इमीडिएट रेस्पॉन्स, यू नो हर हैप्पीनेस, सुनो यार, दैट हैप्पीनेस में मैनिफेस्ट इन द फॉर्म ऑफ टीयर्स फ्लोइंग फ्रॉम द आईज. Suddenly, she might want to speak, but pura voice choke up ho jayega. So these are like various ways in which these are called as involuntary bodily response to a strong emotion. So sometimes strong emotion, favorable emotion ho sakta hai, sometimes unfavorable, sometimes shocking. So yeh sab inspires certain kind of involuntary bodily response to a strong emotional stimulus. There are 8 in number, Ashta Sattvika Vikar. One is called as Ashru, tears flow. You cannot think, now I will cry and then tears will come. There is no involvement of intelligence in the manifestation of Sattvika Vikaras. It is completely spontaneous. Spontaneous to hai, spontaneous and involuntary. And voice may get choked up. This is called as Gadgada. And then sometimes, romancha, hairs may stand on end. Sometimes, kampa, one may start shivering, trembling. Then there is vaivarnya. Vaivarnya means the color changes, pallor. Kabhi kisi ka near and dear one ka death ke bare mein news mila, the person becomes completely pale, body ekdam safed ho gaya. That is also an involuntary bodily response to a strong emotional stimulus. Aisa 8 prakar ka sattvika bhav hai. This is all. All this is there in material emotions also.
Film वगैरह बनाते सब इसमें यही
हाँ.
तो इससे ज़्यादा
एनोडी. हाँ. This is an एनोडी second part, the southern side. Then so we have seen sthayi bhav, vibhav and sattvika bhav. So then after that involuntary bodily response, what she might do depending on the culture, the mother may embrace the son, and thus the brother may see this his brother and he may start jumping in joy. Tandavat marega ya kudega jo bhi hai. So these are called as anubhavas. Anubhavas are also spontaneous. But it is not completely involuntary. There is some usage of intelligence there. Because in a public place, both the mother and brother may not respond in that same way. But still, even in public place, let's say, instead of door ko knock nahi kar rahe hain, mother market gayi hai aur market mein se wo bus stop mein, bus stand mein, Sambalpur ka bus stand mein se Jagannath Kripa Prabhu utar rahe hain. To market mein dekhiye. To phir bhi involuntary bodily response will be there. Aansu aayega wo sab. But she may not embrace him in public. So therefore, anubhavas are spontaneous response. But they are not involuntary. There is some thought behind the manifestation. And similarly, his brother may not jump in joy in a marketplace. Ghar hai to alag baat hai. So anubhavas are, I think, 32 in number. 32 kinds of anubhavas are there. Vyabhichari bhavas are 33, I think. And anubhavas are some number. So this is anubhavas. This is spontaneous response, but it is not involuntary. Unlike the sattvika bhavas. Then, the third type of response is called as sanchari bhava. Sanchari bhavas are transient response. तो अभी आंसू तो बह गया, embrace हो गया, उसके बाद she might become momentarily angry. अरे बोल के आना चाहिए था ना, I would have चार साल तक क्यों नहीं आया, and then I could have cooked a feast for you, and all that, you know, that anger born out of love. This is one kind of sanchari bhava, and there are many other kinds of sanchari bhavas. Sanchari bhava kya hai? It comes, it enhances that experience of love, and it fades away and it leaves. So I say, how iska 4-5 stages in sanchari bhava is there. Bhava avirbhav, bhava sandhi, bhava shabalya, bhava, like that, there are like 4-5 stages in sanchari bhava. How it comes, it raises, enhances that experience. So even in that anger enhances the experience of the recipient of that anger. That anger adds the cherry on top of the cake. If that anger is not there, samjho ki sattvik bhav nahi hai, aankh mein aansu nahi aaya, anubhav nahi hai, she does not respond by embracing him, or sanchari bhav nahi hai, she does not become angry. She opens the door and he is expecting that 4 saal ke baad ja raha hun, bina bol ke jaunga, kholne ke baad kya hota hai dekhta hun. Agar samjho ki darwaja khola, और बोले आ जाओ, 4 years, if that is the response, this is school से आया. So then that experience of that affection will be very, the person will be disappointed.
आ जाएगा, जाएगा ही नहीं, return आ जाएगा.
Then he will say,
10 साल नहीं जाएगा.
So the point is, so all these 5 Samagri bhavas, when they combine together, this gives the overall experience of so what is called as. So these 5, when combined together, they become what is called as rasa. So rasa is. In a bud form, it is there at the stage of bhava. बट इट इज फुल्ली ये जो सामग्री भावस ऑल फुल्ली मैनिफेस्ट ओनली एट द स्टेज ऑफ रसम. सो एक्चुअली व्हेन ऑल दिस सामग्री भावस कंबाइन दैट इज कॉल्ड अस रसम. दैट गिव्स द ओवरऑल एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ अ रिलेशनशिप. सो स्थाई भाव विभाव अनुभाव सात्विक भाव एंड संचारी भाव ये पांच का जो वर्णन है ना यही है सदन पार्ट ऑफ. सो इफ दीज फाइव एक्चुअली रूप गोस्वामी टुक द कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ रसा फ्रॉम भरत मुनिस नाट्य शास्त्र भरतनाट्यम से उधर से लिया. बट भरत मुनिस नाट्य शास्त्र डस नॉट कंप्लीटली डिस्कस अबाउट स्पिरिचुअल रसा मेटीरियल रसा ओनली. बट इन इट्स एक्सटर्नल मैनिफेस्टेशन द मेटीरियल रसा इज वेरी सिमिलर टू स्पिरिचुअल रसा. उसमें भी अनुभव है सात्विक भाव है क्योंकि अभी मैं जो एग्जाम्पल दिया मेटीरियल रिलेशनशिप का ही एग्जाम्पल दिया. बट इन द स्पिरिचुअल प्लेटफॉर्म द इंटेंसिटी इज मच मोर इंटेंस. दैट इज वे व्हेन टू वैष्णवास वेरी एग्जॉल्टेड वैष्णवास कम द काइंड ऑफ क्राइंग एंड हॉरिपिलेशन वो सब बहुत पावरफुल रहता है. चैतन्य चरितामृत में पढ़ने से पढ़ से पढ़ के देखा नहीं मैंने पढ़ के ही बोल रहा हूँ. कंटेम्परेरी आई हैव नेवर सीन मस्ट बी देयर डेफिनेटली. He could have written, but he took the framework from there because of this. Because the material relationships and spiritual relationships are very similar in their form. Only in the inner substance it is different. But in its external manifestation, it is very same. That is why in talking of... So he may use that framework or even without taking that framework, he would have written it in the same way, na? Because external manifestation is same. That is why Ragatmika Bhakti ke bare mein jab likhte hain, he says there are two types of Ragatmika Bhakti. Kama Rupa Ragatmika Bhakti and Sambandha Rupa Ragatmika Bhakti. So he says Kama Rupa because the form is of material Kama only. But the substance is Raga. That is why it is called as Bhakti. And in Sambandha Rupa, the form is same entirely. In Sambandha Rupa, the form is Sambandha. Like Sakya, Vatsalya, Dasya. And the substance is Raga. Therefore, it is called as Bhakti. So, Kama Rupa, Ragatmika, Bhakti. And Sambandha Rupa, Ragatmika, Bhakti. The external form is that of conjugal love. Kama. Material kama. Yuvati naam yata yuno. Yunam cha yuvatau yata. So, that is the form is external. The external form is of kama only. Which means the hero and the heroine will come. They will embrace. They will sing. Whatever is seen in the movies. All of that will happen. अगर वेरी एग्जॉल्टेड बुक्स में वैसा ही लिखा है आप वो पढ़ेंगे तो ये कुछ वैष्णवी लिखा है कि और कौन लिखा है वैसा लगेगा. ओनली द कैरेक्टर्स ऑफ आर राधा एंड कृष्ण. नहीं तो एक वैसा ही मतलब द एक्सटर्नल डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ व्हाट हैपेंस इज ऑल विल बी सिमिलर ओनली. दैट इज वे सच टॉपिक्स वी you know we read in detail in Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani at what stage what we should read kaun sa star pe kaun sa leela hum pad sakte hain. So this is kama roopa but ragatmika bhakti because the external form is kama, the external form is sambandha. Therefore he took the framework from Bharat Muni's Natya Shastra. Externally the way it manifests. But the only difference between material emotions and spiritual emotions is that material emotions are experienced on the platform of false ego and spiritual emotions are experienced on the platform of true ego. So material emotion ka sroth hai bodily identification. Aham mameti is on the level of body and people connected to the body. But spiritual emotions are experienced on the level of the identification of Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Dasa Dasanudas. And therefore, Mamatva is only with Krishna and people and things related with Krishna. That Mamatva. So that is the only difference. Otherwise, in form, it is same. This Vaivarnya, Gadgada, Romancha, Ashru, all these things can be seen in material emotions to very strong degrees actually. Similarly, Anubhavas can also be seen. Sanchari Bhavas can be seen. Day-to-day experience with those people with whom you have relationships. You can see these things. Strong relationship jiske saath hai, ye sab aap dekh sakte hain actually. So form may same, that is why Kama Rupa. But what is the substance? Raga. Raga means what? Krishna Saukhyartham eva kevalam udyama. Every endeavor is only for Krishna Saukhya. Whereas material relationship is Indriya Saukhyartham eva kevalam udyama. Therefore, the love of Vrajavasis is called as Kama Rupa Ragatmika Bhakti. Material relationship is Kama Rupa Kamatmika Bhakti. The form is Kama, the substance is Kama, and the interaction is not Bhakti, but it is Bhakti, sense gratification. Whereas the devotional service of the residents of Vrindavan is Kama Rupa Ragatmika Bhakti. So even though the word Kama is used, because the substance is Raga, therefore it is called as Bhakti. If the substance was also Kama, then it is actually Bhakti. Okay, so we will pause here for today and we will continue this discussion tomorrow. So we started discussing Ujjvala Premamrita. And in that he talks about what is this Ujjvala Rasa. He explained that is Madhurya Rasa. And Rasa means it has these five components of Anubhav, Sattvika Bhav, Sanchari Bhav, Sthayi Bhav and Vibhav. So we just...
These shlokas are also gradation, like
these shlokas, gradation.
It should be free from Pratishtasa and...
Okay, so we will pause here. And in 5 minutes, Gayatri break. After that, we will start Bhagavad Gita. But first, we will find out where we can have Bhagavad Gita discussion first. Because we need this too, na? We need the place project karne ke liye jagah chahiye. So, few of us can find out. Main thoda Gayatri karke then jayenge, to dhoondenge, then finalize. We will finalize.